Followers of Border Strikers are set to watch the local boys in action in their own backyard after the National Football Association of Zimbabwe approved the use of Dulibazimu Stadium for Kasolaga Premier Soccer League matches. Border Strikers have been using Maglas Stadium in Zishavane, but this has been hitting hard on them in terms of transport costs and playing in a stadium which their players were not familiar with. The team managed to pick up only 3 points in 4 matches, but things have changed now, and the club leadership is hoping to take advantage of using their own home ground to add to that points tally, starting with a win over Chapungu on Sunday. The Bedbridge community has received the news of Dulibazimu Stadium with excitement, and the 5,000-seater stadium should be full to the brim, as for the first time in 3 months, Border Striker fans will watch their team on their doorsteps. That is the excitement that is at Border Strikers, but not so at the Green Machine of Capes United, who in 2 days' time travel to Sakuba Stadium to face Mutare City Rovers. Chaos is reigning supreme after the Green Machine players, the whole of this week, boycotted training, demanding that they be paid their mean salaries and outstanding winning bonuses accrued from their win over Chicken Inn. Club President Farajere this afternoon said his team had retrained to training but was sarcastic, asking whether a delay in salary payment in Zimbabwe meant a crisis.
Are we saying we are talking about the salary that was not paid or a delay in paying a salary? It's very common with the cash situation. We're talking of a delay, and we are talking of a one winning bonus which is outstanding against the Chicken Inn. Can you call that a crisis?
Capes United needs to win the game against Mutare City Rovers to go top of the PSL standings, but football analyst Silas Mgodi has warned the Green Machine that it will not be easy for them considering the short time they've been in training. Leaders FC Platinum are not in action as they were supposed to face Chicken Inn. The Gamecocks cannot play as they have more than 3 players with the national team that is on its way from Namibia from the COSAFA Castro Cup tournament. Dynamos, who have been mourning following the death of 8 of their supporters, are back at Rufaro Stadium to face Ngezi Platinum Stars after picking up 6 points in the 3 games that a new coaching setup has been in charge. Although the club have signed Denver Mkamba, who has returned from Bidvest in South Africa, in addition to Roderick Ntuma, who has recovered from injury, assistant coach Murape says these players will have to justify their selection into the first team.
Because we can't have players who are just here just to make up numbers. Everyone is to earn his money, work for it, and put up a performance that is aligned with Dynamos.
Moses Chunga and his Harare City are out of town for the 2nd week in a row, and this time they are on their way to Bulawayo to engage 60th place Bulawayo City at Baba Field Stadium. Surprisingly, Chunga, who normally looks down upon his opponents, has so much respect for Bulawayo City.
I'm getting to know Harare City. Bulawayo City is not my baby. We are going to take each game as it comes.
He has every reason to, as Bulawayo City have been the most consistent of the newly promoted sides, with an impressive 3 wins and 5 draws in 9 matches. Highlanders are one of the 3 teams with chances of going top of the table should they win their away Bulawayo derby against former coach Kelvin Kaindu's Haumine. 3 points for the Bulawayo Giants will push them to 20 points, one ahead of leaders FC Platinum, but Boso have an advantage of having played another game less against Chicken Inn. All Kasolaga Premier Soccer League fixtures are as follows. Saturday, ZPC Kariba vs. Solocho Nyamunga Stadium. Bulawayo City vs Harare City, Baba Fields. Sunday, Dynamos vs Ngezi Platinum Stars, Rufaro Stadium. Haumain vs Islanders, Baba Fields Stadium. Border Strikers vs Chapungu, Dulivadzimu Stadium. Triangle vs Wange, Gibo Stadium. Mutare City Rovers vs Cape United, Sakuba Stadium. After this weekend's matches, it is clear that one of Cape United, ZPC Kariba, or Islanders will be top of the table come Monday. Now to cricket. The disappointing Zimbabwe national team hopes to save face when they take on India in the first of their three T20 matches at Harare Sports Club tomorrow. The Zimbabweans were whitewashed in the three ODIs, and a number of their fans have vowed they will not step at Harare Sports Club again unless results start coming. Even the hardest of the team's followers believe the Chevrons are out of depth in this league and will surely lose the T20s, the others of which will come on Monday and Wednesday. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariatsi.